Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show because Melinda Carver is no ordinary psychic medium. You are listening to Melinda Carver, internationally known psychic and sought-after guest by radio personalities and international conference coordinators around the world. And this means listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives will give the charge of positive energy you need today. Do you need some new, uncomplicated tools and easy-to-understand strategies to live a more positive life? Tonight is your night. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. Melinda Carver, extraordinarily gifted psychic medium, respected universal light minister, effective and powerful international presenter and workshop speaker, will provide you a personal positive charge no matter how negative your circumstances may be. Do you want to get positive? Live positive? Well, listen now live to psychic medium Melinda Carver. She strives to bring you, her listening audience, the best guests at the best time for you. You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives, and now live in studio, psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Hello, everybody. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, depending where you're listening live right now to Positive Perspectives. I'm your hostess with the mostest today, Melinda Carver, and my phenomenal guest is my dear friend Arielle Grace. We'll be pulling her on here momentarily. If you want to get in lines, the lines are starting to fill up. You want to call and speak with Arielle tonight, 646-915-8066. Don't forget to press 1. Chat room's also open and working so far so good on Blog Talk here tonight. And if you want to see me in person live to get your copy of my book, Get Positive, Live Positive, signed, I will be at the wonderful store Goddess Blessed in Lakewood, Ohio on Thursday this week, July 20th, from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. I'm doing a free motivational speech at 6 p.m., so you can come see us at Goddess Blessed. It's a wonderful New Age store. And if you live in New York, I will be at the prestigious Lilydale Assembly at their bookstore this Saturday, July 22nd, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. That's at 2 Melrose Drive in Lilydale, New York. I will be signing books there for you. You can get your pictures taken. I'll be happy to speak with you there. And if you want to see me at the Barnes and Noble store in Fairlawn, Ohio, over in Route 18, I will be there on Saturday, July 29th to sign books. And don't miss my classes at Lilydale Assembly in August 16th, Native American Moons, and Wednesday, August 23rd is the great fun class, The Magic of the Fairies and a Fairy Walk and the Fairy Trail at Lilydale. You can go to lilydaleassembly.com. So what's going on in your life tonight? Tonight is the perfect time for you to join us this evening, because I have Arielle Gray. She's a dear friend of mine, and she is the author of Angel's Psychic Story. It's a companion piece to Lucy Prophet, Psychic Girl, and Haunted, a Psychic Story. And she's here tonight to discuss the Angel's a Psychic Story book, where she shares delightful stories from her childhood, young adulthood, and current life with the time she spends with the angels, plus tons of channeled messages. It's available on Amazon. Arielle is also the host and producer of A Gang of Girls Radio, which is a phenomenal show. And she's also a teacher and soul retrieval practitioner. Please welcome to the show my dear friend, Arielle Gray. Hello, Arielle. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? Woohoo!
I'm doing wonderful. Everyone's excited you're here. See that? All the excitement in our live studio audience. Welcome back to the show, Ariel.
Why, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I can't do the Elvis snarl. Thank you very much. There you go.
Thank you very much. Hey. He's my boyfriend. Did you know that? Yeah.
No. No. Yeah. So are you dating Elvis and all his sequins? Are you dating hot Elvis or old sad Elvis?
Hot Elvis. And, he never really died. He just went home.
Yes. So when he comes to visit you, does he sing Love Me Tender?
Yes.
And then when you look at your real life boyfriend, what do you say? And then after you have Elvis singing to you in your dreams?
Well, it's one of those things, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Always fun.
It's hard to explain.
We'll be good. We'll be good. We'll be good. We'll be good. Because we're live on air now.
Yes.
We got to have some fun. So, Ms. Ariel, tonight is an interview about your delightful book, Angels, A Psychic Story. And in this lovely book, you go over the different angels that you have had around you since childhood, especially
Hope.
Faith and Grace, but Hope was the big one, and she says that you
Hope's
were her sister.
One.
Yep, Hope was your sister, and that you have been her messenger and soul sister through many, many lifetimes. Can you share with everybody out there who Angel Hope is to you and why she has been such a divine driving force in your life? Because she floats through the whole book.
Yes, she does. She floats through the whole book. When I was a little girl, I didn't know that she was an angel. I just thought she was my friend. She was just like this little girl that was very sparkly and pretty, and I used to play with her, As I grew up, I started to kind of, be more aware of who she was. Like at first I thought, oh, she's, she's like my spirit guide. And then as I started to learn more and I asked her, I finally asked her, I was like, so are you an angel? And she was like, well, yes, I am. I am the Archaea Hope. I am the divine complement of the Archangel Gabriel. He is my beloved. And she is the only Archaea that says that about her archangel. She always talks about Gabriel as her beloved, her love. And she has helped me throughout my whole life. She's helped me with making decisions. She's helped bolster me with my optimism. She's helped me through some really hard times. I don't feel like without her, I would have not been able to get through them. So she's pink. A lot of people ask her when I channel her, what do you look like? Well, she always tells them, well, I'm pink, And so you can see that in a lot of the things that I do, everything's pink.
Yeah.
So
Ganga Girls logos in pink, and your website
pink.
Has a lot of pink. Yeah.
Pink on it. Yep. And so I wear a lot of pink too. In fact, one time I was like in my 20s or something, and I looked at my closet and it's like all shades of pink with a couple of pieces of blue and a couple of pieces of yellow. And I'm like, oh my God, I can change some stuff up here. But, so Hope helps me with a lot of things. She is the one that helped me write Lucy Prophet's book. In fact, she inspired Lucy Prophet. Lucy Prophet's Psychic Girl is, it's a story about a psychic. She grew up, she's a psychic girl, and she was very aware of it. She becomes a real estate agent. She wins the lottery and she moves to Colorado. And she just like runs only on her intuitive skills. Like she just listens to her intuition all the time. Well, Hope inspired that book. The Angels book, Hope helped me write that book. She helped me put it together and sequence it because it was hard to sequence because I was like, okay, so when did I meet everybody? You know?
It can get confusing because there's so many different angels in the angel realm.
Yep. So Hope's always with me. She's the one that, like, there's a certain laugh that happens whenever she's around, and I know that it's her. So, and then after Hope, I met Faith, and I met her when I was young. She didn't come to me as often as Hope did, but I was aware of her, and Faith is the divine complement of the Archangel Michael. She's really soft spoken and she's just very soft and she's very wonderful. And Faith is, you know, so like the Archangel Michael and the Archaea Faith are the guardians. They're the guards. And a lot of
people. And what are Archaea? Because you're mentioning this lovely word that is new to so many people, Archaea, A-R-C-H-E-I-A. What are the Archaea, and why are they partners with the Archangels? Before we get into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, they're the divine feminine complements of the Archangels. So, like, it's like a divine flame. So they're the feminine counterparts of the Archangels.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that.
They always say, too, that they are a vibration, and there's only a couple of them that have actually been on Earth or have walked through humans to assist with miracles. One of them is Joy, and I'll talk about Joy in a little while, but she was not incarnate. She just she moved through Mother Mary and assisted with the miracles associated with Mother Mary. So, but
okay,
if you ask,
great.
Yeah, if you ask Faith or Grace or Hope even, they'll say that they have absolutely no interest in being human beings. They're not, that's not why they were created. They were created to assist human beings.
And so when you talk about hope, faith, grace, and charity, a lot of these four tenets are in a lot of different religions, and the fifth one of joy through the book.
Yes.
A lot of these are in different religions, but they're as broad concepts versus angelic vibrations. Why do you think so many different world religions include hope, faith, grace, charity, and joy, but make them as a way of life versus of angelic vibration? Why are they been hidden as angelic vibrations all these years?
Well, I feel like, you know, when the Catholic Bible or Christian Bible, when it was created by men. And at the time that it was created too, men thought that women were evil. So, you know, if you look at a lot of the books, and even now, like if you look at a Bible that was written, you know, 150 years ago, there are a lot more women's books in that Bible than there are now. Now we have Bibles that are, you know, fast food. They're mostly reference guides. That's what they are. And but if you look at an old Bible, a Bible written 100 years ago, 150 years ago, 200 years ago, there's like the book of Susanna in there. I mean, have you ever heard of Susanna? No.
No, not in the Bible.
No. Right. There's other women's books in the Bible that they included. Now, I feel like one of the things about the Archaea is that because they're the feminine complements of the archangels, you know, they didn't think of that because it was a man's world, you know. And so now finally we're coming into a place of balance. And so more people are going, well, you know, I resonate with Mother Mary, or I resonate with Isis, or I resonate with Bast, or, you know, so they're resonating more with like the feminine archetypes rather than just the men, you know. But we do need balance. We need both. And so I am not a person, I am not a very tolerant person towards men either. So with that being said, I stated out loud that I would not channel a male spirit or a male ascended master. Now I have channeled Lord Melchizedek, and I channel him because I am an ordained minister under the order of Melchizedek, and when he comes through, it's more energetic than it is like feeling like male energy. So, but all the rest of them are girls. And that's what I call them too. So I will
girls.
Say that. The girls say, this is what they're saying.
Is this girl group, the angels of hope,
yes,
and faith,
hope,
and charity, joy, and grace, is this your mm-hmm. gang of girls that you've used for your radio show and your website? Is this the gang of girls that surround and support you?
Etherically, yes. And actually, Hope gave it that name. Hope gave it a gang of girls. It's a gang of girls has been around for a long time. It was around before the radio show. We started out with a gang of girls productions because we were going to produce events. And it ended up being the radio show. There are all, you know, there's girls actually that assist me, like Cindy Malone. She is my, she's my backup person. She looks up everything and makes sure all our facts are straight. She is our moderator for our chat. And then Anissa Ollie, she like looks for guests. She assists me with events. She assists me with the radio show. She assists me with making sure everything is good to go. You know, we've got copyrights and we do all that kind of stuff. So she does that backup stuff. So it is all girls except Todd. He's our, you know, he's our sound guy. So he's our engineer. But, yeah, most of my work is done with women or female people.
It's fascinating. It's a fascinating look. Everybody, you're listening to Ariel Grace. If you want to learn more about her or her private sessions, you can go to agangofgirls.com, agangofgirls.com for more information. Her books are also available on Kindle format on Amazon, where you could pick up the new book, Angels, a Psychic Story, that we're discussing tonight, as well as her other books that we mentioned, Lucy Prophet, Psychic Girl, Haunted, A Psychic Story, and a few others. Now, Miss Ariel, when you're mm-hmm. talking about the angels in this book, you call them the shining light, the pure light and love of the universe, that they are the song
yes.
of the universe. Can you
yep.
explain to those listening what a song of the universe means to you and why we should start listening to these angelic voices?
Okay, so when they actually speak to me, like when I'm doing a reading and I hear them, it actually sounds like a song. It sounds like this beautiful music. And what happens is I get like this song, this short song, and then I interpret it. So, and that's what they sound like. When I do channel them too, people are like, well, do you pay attention when you're channeling? And I'm like, no, because I'm listening to their song. And it's how they communicate. they don't necessarily all the time communicate with us in English. Like, they don't say, hey, don't step over the cliff. Nope, they don't do that. They it's a sound or a song, and it is the song. I call it the song of the universe, because what else would it be, you know?
They sound like chimes to me sometimes, like wind chimes, mm-hmm. sometimes very
wind
deep,
chimes,
sometimes
mm-hmm.
very high vibrations.
Yep.
And so when I hear an angel speak to me, it's the voice always sounds like a wind chime. It's like echoing. It's so beautiful. So I know exactly
yes.
who I'm speaking to. It's hard to explain
right.
it. So that's why I'm trying to have you explain how you see
right.
and feel them. And so
yeah,
when you hear these songs of the universe and you're channeling
mm-hmm.
them, you're calling yourself a trans channel throughout the
right.
book, Angels, A Psychic Story, and how you meet and find these other trans channels. What's a trans channel versus a regular spirit channel?
Well, I'm a trans channel, so what that means is that I fully incorporate beings of light. So I will fully incorporate them. I actually step out, and they step in. And you can go to my YouTube channel. Just look up Ariel Grace on YouTube. And I think there's a couple of videos with Hope, because she's a hog. There's a couple of videos of her. And if you look at the videos, you'll see that when I'm channeling, when I actually fully incorporate her, I do step out and she comes in and my facial expressions change, the voice changes, my demeanor changes. It's because it's her, not me. And so a lot of people, like, it freaks them out. But there are a lot of full trans channels, you know, so... there's different kinds of channeling, and this is something that people don't understand, is that we do channel. We're always channeling information. And so, like, a person that does, like, say, psychic medium work, okay, they're not a full trans channel. A lot of times what's going on is the spirit is standing next to them, and it's like whispering in their ear, like, this is what I need you to say. You know, this is the message. And then the channel or the psychic medium says, okay, so this is what I'm hearing, and they tell what they're hearing. But they're also kind of in a trance state because they need to relax enough so that they can hear what the spirit is saying to them. So when I trance channel and I fully incorporate, I just move out, and what happens to me is, like, I stand in light. I feel like I'm just infused with light, and a lot of times I'll see, like, butterflies, iridescent butterflies flying around me. And while she's using my body to give her message, I'm also receiving messages, sometimes not the same messages that she is giving, though, you know. So it just depends on where I am and what is going on. And Hope and I have been trans channeling probably, like, let's see, I would say we've been channeling together probably about 15 or 18 years now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A long time.
Yes, it is. It's a long time. And we've known each other. I've known her since, like, I was, you know, I was aware, like, I really, probably about 4 or 5 years old. You know, so I've known her since then. I've been trans channeling since I was, you know, I think I was, it was 18 years ago, so 30.
No, that was just 2 years ago, Ariel.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago. That's right. Yeah, because I'm 35 right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. In your book, An Angel Story, when you're talking about uh-huh. these trans channels, and thank you for explaining it, I do not allow anybody to step into my body.
Right.
The only person who's ever done that has been Archangel Michael. And I just don't let
right.
anyone else in my body. You know, I'm not a very trusting person. So, yes.
Right.
But you talk in your
it.
Book, An Angel's Story, you talk about working with the angels and how people are starting to humanize angels and put them in a romantic light in the last couple years.
Right.
Why shouldn't people romanticize the angels or all these paintings, and they're showing Archangel Michael with a six-pack abs or Archangel Uriel with, you know, a nice build? Why are people romanticizing angels, and why is that bad?
Well, it's, you know, there are superheroes. I mean, hey, the Archangel Michael is freaking rocking. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
he
is just awesome. He's like, you know, him and the Archangel Uriel and the Archangel Gabriel. Woo-hoo! You know, but, like, one time I was at this party, and it was not a drinking party either. We didn't have drinks. Well, we had drinks, but not alcoholic ones. And there was this gal there, and she was like, oh, and the Archangel Michael and I, you know, we've got this thing going on. And I was like looking at her, and I'm like, what kind of thing are you got going on? She's like, you know, because he comes to me and makes love to me. And I'm like, ew.
I'm sorry I'm laughing out loud here. In the sense.
I was so shocked. I was just like, that's kind of gross and icky. That's what I told her. And she was just like, no, it's not. It's beautiful. And I said, the Archangel Michael is not going to come down here and take human form to make love to you. He's got things to do, people to see, and places to go. I'm sure that he could help you out, but I think you're talking to a different spirit, and you need to, like, you know. Knock it off. Well, the Archaea Faith, I think somebody asked her a question one time. Either it was out loud or they did it on my blog, and they talked about, you know, them as being human. And she was like, do not humanize us, because we don't have the same, they don't have the same like emotions that people do. So they feel things, like they understand sadness, they understand compassion and love and that. But if you were to say like, yeah, you know, Archangel Michael, woo, he would be like, whatever. I got the, you know, I'm a guard. I'm a guardian angel. I'm in charge of the guardian angels, and I'm here to guard, guide, and protect you. And that is his focus specifically. And then he helps other people get them in line, like he does with you. Hey, Melinda, get out of bed and write this now.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So yes, he is kind of bossy. He is really bossy, but Faith is not bossy. So one of the things that she does ask people and she does tell people is that we are not human. We are an energy. We are a vibration, and we are not human. So we do not have the human. First of all, they don't have like the human experience. And second of all, their emotions are quite different than ours. Most of what they emanate is love. It's unconditional love. That's what they emanate. So faith, you would feel that energy of faith, and you would also feel that energy of love with her. So even when she's being firm, you can still feel that, the love that she has for people, any living being at all. So don't humanize them. They are not human. A lot of the angels have not been human, and they don't have a human experience. So if you're experiencing Archangel Michael coming to make love to you, you better check that, because he does not do that. And besides,
it's
angels
be some
don't
other
have sexual
spirit
organs.
Who's saying that he's an angel.
Yes.
Yeah, just like people try to sexualize a lot of fairies or think they have some fairy god coming to them. And no, not all the time.
No.
And there are some nasty spirits out there that will take advantage of people. So with that, Ariel, we're going to take a short pause. Everybody, you're listening to Positive Perspectives on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you need a boost of positive energy to assist you in having a better life? Melinda's positive energy products will help you attract positive people, positive events, and positive items into your life. Get positive, live positive. Do you need a boost of positive energy? You have come to the right place. Do you need to get positive, to live positive, to attract positive people and events and items into your life? You have come to the right place. Do you need to turn your negativity around? You have come to the right place. Welcome to the positive energy of all that we have to offer here on Positive Perspectives and into every facet of your life. www.psychicmelinda.webs.com. www.psychicmelinda.webs.com. Positive Perspectives Radio. Positive Perspectives with psychic medium Melinda Carver gives you the tools and knowledge to live a better life. Just ask her listeners. Brady Ann writes, Melinda, what an amazing hour, not just for myself, but for all the help, input, compassion, and energy flying all over in there tonight. And Heather writes, thank you, Melinda, for your show and all of your hard work in helping everyone. Psychic medium Melinda Carver wants you to get positive, live positive.
Psychic medium Melinda Carver wants to assist you. She will answer your questions about love and relationships, your career and finances, and will connect you with your past loved ones and spirit guides. Melinda Carver is accurate and down to earth with a personal touch so important to her guides and the realm of spirit. Order your reading today at psychicmelinda.webs.com. That's psychicmelinda.webs.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. If you want to have a live mini reading tonight, call in at 646-915-8066. My next show is next Tuesday, July 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to talk about summer manifesting, plus doing readings all show long. You could click follow the show on Blog Talk or go to Facebook and follow us on Positive Perspectives there. And if you would like to see me live in person, go to psychicmelinda.webs.com to see where I'm coming up next. And we have Arielle Grace. She's the host and producer of A Gang of Girls Radio, psychic medium, teacher, and soul retrieval practitioner. Arielle's the author of Angels, the Psychic Story that we're talking about tonight. Check out her books on Amazon. They are available in Kindle format for you today. And you can learn more about her at agangofgirls.com. Welcome back, Arielle.
Hey, I just want to say, too, they're also all the books are also available in paperback format, too. So you can buy them in paperback as well. They're on the Kindle, though. I prefer that peeps buy Kindle books because they save the earth. You know, it saves
trees. Try those now.
Arielle's
book, The Angels, The Psychic Story, is very easy to read. It's broken down into sections by angels, the vibrations, the feminine vibration, masculine vibrations of the angels. It's very good book and it has a lot of meditations. Before we get to the calls, I did want to talk about one of the meditations that you were talking about in there.
Right.
And in here is the tornado of energy to clear negativity. So when you work with a lot of these angels and you're doing your private sessions, are you using some of these meditative techniques that you channel from the angels with your current clients and students?
I do. If you go to arielgrace.net, you'll see a meditations tab. And I do refer a lot of my clients to the meditations, all the meditations, or you could go to YouTube too and look up Arielle Grace. All the meditations are on YouTube. They're all on arielgrace.net. And you can choose, you know, which ones you want to do. The tornado one that you're talking about is a centering and balancing meditation. And that is a meditation. That's how I start all of my meditations, is through that one. So that's always at the beginning of each meditation so that everybody can clear their energy field, you know, and move out anything that doesn't serve them. Woof, move it out. The Archaea Faith actually gave me that one. She also assisted with the guardian angel one, and she assisted with the automatic writing one, the Archaea Faith and the Archaea Grace assisted with automatic writing. And then there's another one that Hope did, which is called the Cosmic Dragon. And there's actually two Cosmic Dragon meditations. There's one for adults and there's one for children. The one for children and adults is on the website. The Cosmic Dragon meditation that is for adults, I use that when I do group soul retrieval. So, but the one that's on the website, anyone can use that. Children can use it. Children like it because they can ride their Cosmic Dragon and they can get a message in the universe and come back. And it's really fun. So they all had a hand in creating the meditations and inspiring them. Mm-hmm.
And these are available on arielgrace.net and on her YouTube
yep.
channel. And if you have confusion, that's Ariel Grace, GRACE.net. Now, you also mm-hmm. talk in The Angels, a psychic story, magician versus sorcerer. You call most light workers and psychics that they are a magician because they're working with other, the etheric field and the etheric energies.
Right.
Why do you
mm-hmm.
call so many of the light workers magicians, and what is the difference between that magician and sorcerer? Or that was
well,
interesting
okay.
add-on to the book.
Because it's magic. It's like energy is magic, you know? So what I do is I compartmentalize things. Like one time I was in IKEA, okay? And I was like bouncing around IKEA. It's a furniture store in case anybody didn't know. I love IKEA. I love to just walk through there. I don't care if I buy anything. I just want to touch everything. So I was walking out, and this woman walks right up to me, and she's like, oh, my God, you have the most beautiful ride. And, oh, I need to do reading for you. I have so many warnings to give you. And I'm like, I looked at her, I go, dude, I'm psychic. Go away. You know, get out of here. You know, because, like, the way she did it, it was just like, oh, my God, go away. So that's a sorcerer or a sorceress. That's a person that is conniving and is somebody who is going to like manipulate you. And I have a lot of clients that have spent money with sorcerers who tell them that like they're hexed and they have all these issues, and these people spend enormous amounts of money, like you know, and I'm not talking like $100. We're talking $1,000. Thousands and thousands of dollars, and they come, and then after they've done that, then they come to me and they say, look, you know, this is what's happened. I'm like, oh my goodness. So I use these words because these are the words that come to me. Now, I'm not saying everybody is bad if they're a sorcerer. I'm just saying these are the words that I use to separate or compartmentalize the two types of people. So sorcerers are to me are those types of people that will manipulate you and take advantage of you. A magician is somebody who is magical, who can connect with the ethers and who can create something out of nothing. And so when we're working as intuitive people, as psychic people, as people that are working with people, we create something out of nothing. We assist them. We create this energy of help and hope and faith and grace and charity and love. So we create this safe space where they can feel safe and they can get the assistance that they so want and desire. And so that's why I separate the two of them, and I have those two different things going on there.
I thought it was interesting, and I wanted to share that viewpoint. Mm-hmm. And if you had learned that from The Angels, or was that something with Angel Hope?
That's
or was
mine.
That something
that's
you
mine.
You learned on your own?
This is my, that's my thing. That's just my thing. It's not the girlies. The girls don't, they, you know, when I meet people like that, when I meet people that may like manipulate me or something like that, I always see a red flag or a red light. And so then I just tell them, go away, leave me alone, you know, because it's just a waste of time for me, and it's a waste of time. It's a waste of their breath as well, you know, because I'm not going to listen to them. So, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, everybody, you're listening to Ariel Grace, agangofgirls.com.
Psychic Melinda Carver is taking your calls now.
If you want to get on the line, 646-915-8066. It's one question per person, one angel message per person. Don't be a piggy. If you want a full reading with Ariel, please support her. She's doing these love energies towards you free tonight. So please give the energy back and go to agangofgirls.com to schedule your own session. So, Miss Ariel, are you ready for our first caller?
Sure.
We have Mary from New York. Mary, you're live on air with Ariel Grace. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, and I'm glad to be the first online, too. That's pretty cool.
Yep. Because I feel like you have a question. So go ahead and ask your question, because I feel like I have to give you some other information as well. So go ahead.
Okay. All right. So my question has to do with my new job. It hasn't really turned out to be the job that I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's definitely positive aspects about it, but I think that there are certain things that I need to address with my supervisor. And, you know, there's just been some flip-flopping going on, and I think ultimately it's been less than – the job has turned out to be less than what I thought it was going to be, with fewer benefits. And so, you know, I already started talking with my boss about, maybe getting some of my benefits back and in order to get out the gray area. So that's where I'm in right now, and I'm just trying to make things a little clearer to her. So I'm just wondering how things are going to turn out between me and my boss, and if this place is going to be a safe place for me to work and to grow as a professional.
Faith is talking about you, yes, setting up boundaries. You've got to set up those very strict boundaries. Also, she's also recommending that, next year or maybe not next year, maybe closer into fall. Yeah, okay, so fall. Okay, so, yeah, she's talking about, getting a hold of a headhunter and start looking around for what you so want and desire, because she's just talking about this place that you're at. It is like a gray area. It is a stepping stone to your next to the place where you will be for the duration of your employment. Yes. Okay. So what she's saying is you need to set up some boundaries right now, and in the fall. Yes, in the fall. Start talking to headhunters to move to a different place. I don't feel like it'll be immediate, like you're going to move immediately, but I do feel like there is a different job out there for you. And if you start in the fall, getting the word out there and stuff, you'll be placed by next year, early next year, okay? But I do feel like boundaries with these people, because they will just take advantage of you.
And that's a wonderful, wonderful reading. Thank you, Mary, for calling in. Now we're going to go all the way down in North Carolina. This is Laura.
Yeah.
Hello, Laura. You're live on air with Ariel Grace.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Pretty good. So what's going on, Laura?
I'm working with trying to figure out who my guides are, and I know I have quite a few. But my question for you is there a way, or can my guides tell you, or maybe you can give me some advice on what's the best way to delve into actually contacting one specific guide, or if I should focus on one specific thing, or?
Okay. So, yes. Okay. Thank you. So what I'm hearing is you need to go to arielgrace.net. You need to click on the meditation tab and scroll down, and you're going to see a meditation. It's called automatic writing. Okay. And this meditation will assist you with connecting with your spirit guides and angels. It will assist mm-hmm. you. I feel like, I can't remember, I redid the meditation last year. I think it goes through two rounds. So what will happen is the first step will be the meditation is clearing your energetic field. The second step mm-hmm. is building a protection ring. The third step will be actual connection, and then you'll be writing down the message for your highest good from a guide or an angel. So the automatic writing meditation will assist you with connection because I feel like you do hear a lot, but sometimes it's like it gets kind of it's almost like they're talking to you through glass or something. So you're not getting that clarity.
Yeah, I hear a high pitch, but mm-hmm. I'm not.
Yeah.
It sounds like kind of like syllables, but I can't make out
yep.
what it is.
Right, right. So try the automatic writing meditation. It's at arielgrace.net, and you can click on the meditation tab and just scroll down. You'll see it. You can do it any time. That meditation is such a nice meditation because it really will assist you with making that connection. Remember, also, with this kind of work, too, practice, 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 practice. Don't give up. Don't give
right.
up. Just keep going because you can hear them, but it's just not clear enough. And this meditation may assist with raising your resonance enough to so that you can hear them. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your guidance.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. And that's
thank
a great you. Thing for people to do is to clear the energy because you pick up this mucky energy throughout your day, clear it off. And when you go into those meditations, that helps to, you know, relieve some of your stress. It relaxes you and opens
mm-hmm.
you up. How much meditation do you do weekly, Ariel?
I think it depends. I'm like what I'm doing because like right now I have been right now I'm writing the next psychic storybook, which is I'm psychic, not telepathic. And so I've been sitting a lot very quietly and just kind of organizing or receiving information and just like writing a lot. And when I write, it's a lot of it is meditation or connection. Because, like, meditation is the answer, you know? So prayer is you saying, hey, you guys, help me out, or can you show me, or how should I do this? So prayer is that. It's you speaking. Meditation is opening yourself up to receive the answers that you so want and desire. So that's the difference between prayer and meditation. So, I sit, I have actually been for the past week sitting probably for probably like an hour, and then I stop, and then an hour, and then I stop so that I can receive good information for the next book. Like I can clarify stuff.
Because you're able to have that open communication with them because you're a trans
yeah.
channel and you get to hear it
well,
and record
yeah.
what you're saying and you or the automatic writing that you do provide.
Yes.
Yes.
And so, yeah, and sometimes hope, like her, the way she describes things, I'm like, I can't describe it like that because humans don't do that, you know, so we have to figure out a different way, you know, so... That's what we have to.
You're
so we have
transcribing
to
angelic messages into human consumption modes. It gets
right.
kind of crazy sometimes. I know.
It does.
I do know. And if anybody's out there and you want to learn how to clear the energy in your space, your sacred space, and how to create sacred space, grab a copy of my book, Get Positive, Live Positive,
yep.
on Amazon or Books a Million or Barnes & Noble, Target, and Walmart. That way you can clear that energy to make it a better, safer space for you
yep.
for your meditations, and then you won't have some spirit pretending they're Archangel Michael making love to you.
Yeah.
He told me that woman. Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's
sometimes
kind of, you know,
I just
like,
don't know.
I was just like, I was so shocked.
And
like,
now,
yeah.
Back to the phones with psychic medium Melinda Carver.
People sometimes just crack me up. All right, we're taking your calls. Arielle Grace, if you want your own private session with her, go to ariellegrace.net or agangofgirls.com. And we're going to your old stomping grounds. This is Karen from Illinois. Hello, Karen. You're live on air with Arielle, sweetheart.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
my question is, I'm also like that other caller. I took a job, I took a temp job that I thought was going to be great, and it's not so great. I don't really feel comfortable there, but I've got a plan that I'm going to, you know, keep looking and try to get out of there ASAP.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if you see me being successful and how long it's going to take.
You know, I just, I feel like you're going to be there. Yes. Okay. So it looks like you may be there until like late October, November.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I feel like, you know, for you, your next space and place is going to be will be then. The other thing, this is something that is really cool, and I think I talked about it in Angel's Book. I'm not sure, but and we had a lady do this one time, and it was so awesome. We used to have these intention circles, and this lady came in and she goes, "Oh my God, my work is so toxic. I hate it. I need a new job." And I looked at her and I go, "No, you don't need a new job. You just need to raise the resonance of the place." And she was like, "What?" And I said, "You need to start intending that and being so very grateful that your work environment is happy, it's healthy, it's beautiful, and the people that work with you are rocking and, you know, just all these positive things. You have to really mean it and you have to really know it, right?" So she started doing it. It took her 2 months before all the toxic people either moved out, quit, or got transferred. And then after that, it was the perfect job for her. Okay?
Wow.
So, and the angels are always talking about that too, is that you can change, transform anything in your life. All you need to do is know you can do it. Have that faith that you can do it and start saying, where I work is more comfortable. It is safe. It is wonderful. The people are excellent. And as you keep saying it, you know, and releasing the toxicity that's in the environment there, you know, not taking offense and not internalizing the negativity, taking it personally, you will see that peeps will be moving out.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, and I feel like this is kind of a lesson for you too, is for you to learn how to manifest what you want. And I'm not talking like, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to hear about the secret. This is not a secret. It has never been a secret. It is something that human beings forgot that they can do because it's like magic. You know, we all have it. And so if you want something bad enough, if you want that, then all you have to do is believe it and then work with that. And you will create a whole working environment that is so different you may even want to stay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, you can do it. Yep.
Good luck to you, Karen. Thanks for calling. We're going to try to squeeze in one more caller here, and we're going back to New York, and this is Stacy. Hello, Stacy. You're live on air with Arielle Grace.
Hi, Arielle. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So, I have a question in regards to career-wise.
Okay.
Currently, I work in a call center. but I want to get back to working in a corporate environment again. I've been having visions of a job. I'm not too sure if it's a traveling assistant position, but I just keep having dreams of it. And I want to see what my guides are saying.
Okay, so you're going to have to create it.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking, yes.
Yes, you have to create it. So again, you know, start saying your intentions, get your stuff in order.
Okay.
You're going to have to do some crossover work, so you still have to work at the phone center while you're prepping and getting this off the ground and stuff.
Sure.
So there's going to be some, there's going to be some crossover with it. But I feel like they're talking about you actually being a travel agent, like a travel, not assistant, but a travel agent. So you may want to look at how, I don't know how you become a travel agent, but, you know, look that up so that you can create it. Because I feel like with that, you will just like, woohoo, it's going to be so awesome for you. It's like going to be your dream come true, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. And did you see which month that would come into? Because I can actually start prepping now.
Yes.
I well, then do
that.
So now,
division.
Stacey.
Okay.
Do it now.
Just start gathering your information and put your foot in and just rock with it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Get
all
it going
right.
on.
All
right.
Sounds good. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Stacey. All right, Arielle, we're almost out of time here. We're on your show. I'm on your show this coming Sunday, July 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern, agangofgirls.com. And do you want any last thoughts, or do you want to shout out all your Twitter and Facebook so people can find you to sign up for different readings and sessions with you?
Yeah. Well, you can go to ArielleGrace.net. That's where all the intuitive information is. And if you go to agangofgirls.com, you just click on Arielle Grace and it'll take you over to it. With like this Sunday, 8 Eastern, 7 Pacific time, or 7 Central, 5 Pacific time, Melinda Carver's going to be on my show. We're going to be talking about get positive, live positive. There's lots of stories. It's going to be very fun for us because, yay, we have fun when we do a show. So check that out at agangofgirls.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Arielle Grace. You can go to A Gang of Girls Radio on Facebook, and you can like and follow that page. I'm on Instagram as Arielle Grace and Twitter as A Gang of Girls. You can this month, July, it's my favorite month of the year. It's because we're celebrating our independence. I always do a special. I'm doing 1 hour for $60 for the rest of the month. And then next month, I'm doing a soul retrieval special. I'll be sharing that as we get to the end of the month. But if you're interested in soul retrieval, you can go to ArielleGrace.net and check it out. I'm booking now. I've already started a book for that special. So I have time this week, and I have time next week. If you want a reading, just go to ArielleGrace.net, send me an email, and I will book you in, okay? It's very fun. The readings are very fun. I do them over phone, FaceTime, and Skype. So either way, it doesn't matter. Energy is energy, and we can connect, and we can get it going on for you. So, but check out agangofgirls.com. I'm always putting up new guests. And, you know, let me know what you think, because it's very fun for us. We have a live chat room as well, and our moderator, Cindy, is always there to welcome everyone. So join us this Sunday night, because Melinda and I, again, are going to have so much fun. We got stories.
We always do. Well, Arielle, I want to thank you for coming on this evening to share an inside peek into Angels, a psychic story, available paperback or Kindle on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you so much. Much love to you. Give a hug to Todd for me.
I will.
And
I will.
And I'll
love
see
you
Sunday.
Thank
you. Everyone, thank you. That was Arielle Grace at gangofgirls.com. We'll be back here next Tuesday, also on Positive Perspectives, the 25th, 9 p.m. Eastern, taking your calls all so long. Go to psychicmelinda.webs.com or get positive, live positive everywhere books are sold, Target, Walmart, Books a Million, Barnes and Noble, and Amazon. Good night, everybody.
I'm headed straight for the castle. They wanna make me their queen. To make an old man sitting on the throne, they're saying that I probably shouldn't be so mean. I'm headed.